We're keeping it local. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9. Brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, your hometown bank.
And a good Tuesday afternoon. We are 11 minutes past 12 o'clock, which means it is time for your Community Connection. Corey Hargith here in studio with you. And it's the first Tuesday. I had to think for a second. I don't know why I had to think about it, because we got our normal cast of characters in here for the first Tuesday. You know, those are words I could say on the air. Why not?
Sure. Well, Meyer's only here about half the time, so
yeah, that's a valid point.
Yeah. Wow. Here we go. We're off and running. Great to be out again, Corey.
No, of course, you knew somebody was going to go that direction, didn't you?
I figured it'd be Fisher. There's no question about it.
Of course. Yes. Of course. Brad Meyer, Brad Fisher with the Owatonna Chamber of Commerce here for their monthly visit. And, you know, what's turned out to be a little bit of a wet day? I was expecting someone to just swim up maybe instead.
It's a bit of a rain out today, unfortunately, but we needed that. And, but, you know, the weather ties right into our guest.
I was just
going
to say, today worked out well for our guest, and we'll be talking with him here in just a little bit. Okay. But how about we start with, you know, what's happening at the chamber? Because we're into that time of year where, you know, there's only a couple of things going on about every hour.
Yeah, it's, you know, Owatonna's great as far as events go, and it kicks off this time of year, and then it goes nonstop until basically the fair, right? The end of the fair, that time frame. So it's going to be something going every weekend. And just to tease our guest, Mitch Mullert is going to be joining us with From the Ground Up. So we'll get to Mitch in just a minute. We're glad he's here. But yeah, our big thing this week is Downtown Thursday, which Main Street puts on, Lisa Cochran and her team of volunteers. So that's Thursday right in downtown Central Park and Cedar Avenue, mainly Broadway a little bit as well. And, you know, we've got typically 3,000 to 4,000 people attend this event, which is pretty cool. It's a lot of fun. And it's sort of what was envisioned with downtown as the changes were made, is that downtown would be that living room for the community, as they call it, but a spot to gather, place to gather for events and that kind of thing. So I know Lisa's really excited about this year's Downtown Thursdays. There'll be an extra one in July because Owatonna is hosting the Model T convention.
I'm really looking
forward
to this,
which is going to be really cool.
It is.
There'll be hundreds of Model Ts here in July. I think close to 500 or 600 people that'll be here with them, and they'll be here for a whole week. And people get an opportunity, citizens, to check them out and see them around, and that should be a fun one too.
Yeah, and I'll tease a program that we got coming up. It's a little ways away. About a week beforehand in July, we're actually going to have Mark Cameron in here talking all about that event. So, like I said, I'm looking forward to that because, you know, I love those kind of classic cars, that sort of thing. So that's coming up in July, the first Downtown Thursday happening this Thursday.
Correct.
And typically the first Thursday of the month going up through September, but we're adding that extra one in.
That's right.
Otherwise, it's not like you guys have been bored by any means at the chambers. There's been some ribbon cuttings here in the recent past, celebrations for some of the bigger businesses here in town as well.
Yeah, we love ribbon cuttings. It means there's stuff happening economically, and Brad Fisher's usually involved in getting our ambassadors there. So we had, we were out at Dyke and Applied, and I know you were there, Corey, too.
Yeah, that was the most recent one.
That was a lot of fun because they basically, what happens in Owatonna in our industrial park is somebody builds a building and moves out, and then somebody else moves into their old space, which is what happened there is CDI built a building, moved out of their old space, and then Dyke and Applied bought it and retrofitted it, and they're going to do a variety of things out of that space, but it works out really well for them as a way to expand because they're kind of landlocked where they are. So they had 66,000 square feet by buying that building and moving in, and they did a lot of work in there. I know, Brad, you toured through there, as did I, and it looks pretty nice.
You know, when you drive by that building, you see kind of the office part of it, and you forget what goes straight south. There's this huge factory, and it was very impressive what they had done in there.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I like about those kinds of events. When you get a chance to go through it,
the general public doesn't normally see what's going on in there. Another case in point was at Pearson when they celebrated their 50th anniversary here a few weeks ago, too.
Yeah, Pearson's another one that they're quietly, kind of quietly out in their industrial park. I say that just because they don't, you know, they don't make a lot of headlines, but they continue to produce paper tests for school districts, and paper is still a thing for testing, and they still do it out there. In fact, they're when we were out there for the 50th, as you were, they're hiring and they're looking for more people. They need press operators and different things like that. So, what may feel like a bit of a dying industry with paper still is alive, and we found that in other areas too, where paper doesn't go away completely. Right, we still need a lot of that kind of stuff. So we're glad they've been here so long and pretty prominent out in the industrial park.
Again, one of those hidden gems, I guess you can say.
Kind of. They kind of are. They're tucked away back there, but they do a lot of work in our community. And then another one where we cut the ribbon on just recently, we were down at Steele County Corrections. They put a new building up in downtown, which sort of creates a campus for their corrections efforts. So you've got the courthouse, county attorney, and then their corrections building right in that same space. So it seems to be a good fit for them. A lot of security measures that they need are in this new building, so that's good. And we're happy to be able to celebrate with them that that's up and running too. And they made a point to let us know anyway, because we're always asking about taxes and budgets, that the money came from the feds back when they gave everybody a bunch of money back at that time, and they used it to build that building. So we appreciate that too.
I feel like we're just scratching the surface. We could probably actually spend the entire half hour, as we were joking beforehand here on this. But you know what? I think we need to take our break. And then Mitch has been sitting there real patiently. We need to actually talk to him.
Yes.
We'll do that after the break when your community connection continues. Brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. And here we go again, your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. Corey Hargith here with you. We have Brad Meyer, Brad Fisher with the Owatonna Chamber of Commerce. And as we said, Mitch Mullert with From the Ground Up, he's been sitting there waiting his turn. So
sorry, Mitch.
Hey, it's just so easy to... We didn't even go off track this time. That's impressive.
We usually go off the rails. There's no doubt.
Oh, what do you think happens every day in the morning shows around here? But speaking of which, that's exactly what I was starting to do there. So how about we get into talking a little bit about From the Ground Up? So I'll let you guys just kind of start it out, because you kind of know where
Excellent.
You want to go here.
Thanks, Corey. So, Mitch, thank you for joining us
Absolutely.
Today. We appreciate it, Mitch Mullert. The first thing I wanted to mention is we did signing day last week for the next group of kids that are going out into the workforce. Last summer, we were out at your place. Caden signed and is jumping into the workforce with you guys. How did that go, and how's that working out for you guys?
It's been awesome. He's a great young man and kind of had helped us throughout high school with little things in the shop and stuff, and was always super ambitious, you know, very respectable, fit our culture really good. And it was streamless to bring him in full time afterwards, and he's out there every day killing it for us.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
that's great.
Great program. We were glad to take advantage of and work
glad
with
you. Glad to
guys
hear that. Yeah, thanks for doing it.
Absolutely.
And we'll probably hit you up for more kids in the future 100%. For that.
But we'll be ready.
That's
we'll be
awesome.
Ready.
So, Mitch, you've grown this company from the ground up to quite a dynamic business. And so we want to get to that part of it. But maybe tell us a little bit about where this started. You're an Owatonna High School graduate. But how did you get into this business?
Yeah, so graduated in 2013 and a little before that. Kind of picked up a side gig mowing some lawns, and you know, once you're mowing their lawn, then their bushes need trimmed and some new landscaping and stuff like that. So it kind of turned from a side gig into a full-time side gig outside of school. And when I graduated in 2013, was debating four-year school, decided to utilize Riverland in town and kind of start that up. And while I was doing that, you know, business was booming, commercial accounts, residential accounts were coming in, and expanded from just summer services into snow removal, and kind of got to my two-year mark after being done with Riverland, and decided to make it a full-time gig. At that point, we had already hired a couple helpers, had a pretty good portfolio of commercial and residential accounts, and offering new services, and kind of just blew up from there. So, you know, made it official in 2014 as From the Ground Up, and hit our 10-year mark last year, and yeah, we're not slowing down anytime soon. So it's been It's been real good.
So. Congratulations, 10 years. Yeah, so you probably know this, but statistics on a small business making it past the first five is incredibly small. Unfortunately, it's a hard thing to do. So congratulations, you obviously have done it the right way. What would you say? So at 10 years. What would maybe be one or two things that you're like, boy, you know, that was a huge takeaway. That was a huge hurdle for me in becoming a business leader. You know, you jumped out of high school, you're already doing it. You took some courses, but you really went in head first on this.
Yeah. So, I mean, from day one, you can't be scared to take risks. You know, that was the biggest thing is I was ambitious and ready to go. A lot of, you know, kind of one of our biggest mottos at From the Ground Up is, you know, you got to be boots on the ground. You got to be knocking on doors. You got to want it. So, you know, you get that drive, love what you do, you got to want it. And that's kind of the first big milestone is, you know, started out doing that and the customers grew from there. And then secondly, as soon as we started, you know, adding staff and people, you know, prioritize your people, build that culture, you know, you come into From the Ground Up and it's like a family, you know, so that was a big thing is really focusing on treating your good employees right. And then using that to focus on growth. You know, we've always been one to hire and train employees before we take on new work, where a lot of people are the opposite. You know, they land a big job and now we need to plug in five people as fast as we can. And we've never made that our philosophy. It's always been add good people and the work will come. So
that's outstanding. Yeah. I love what you first said, too, about risk taking, because that is such a big deal with being in business, isn't it? As far as being outside your comfort zone, maybe, and stretching yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's every day is a new risk and there's always new stuff coming in the front door for us. So. No one here is afraid to take risks. It's a lot of new stuff day in and day out. So
people know you because you're from Owatonna and you're local, but this business has become much more than that. Do you want to talk a little bit about how you've been able to expand?
Yeah. So, once again, going back to taking risks, we recently opened a shop up in Savage as our customer base has grown. You know, we've grown with customers that have locations in Owatonna, might have stuff in the cities. You know, they tell people, you know, other professionals about us, and our service area has grown significantly with just that. So now we're up in Savage with a team up there. And yeah, we've done a lot of travel and snow removal. People may have seen on Facebook and stuff. We go down south when snow hits and it's not hitting here. So yeah, we're a little bit everywhere and not
love
stopping
that
anytime soon.
Mitch, I wish we had more time, but do you want to share how people can find you, website, phone number, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you can find us at fromthegroundupowatonna.com. And then we're located just west of town, 4811 Crane Creek Road. Phone number 507-456-7812. Be glad to talk to you. So.
Thanks, Mitch.
Yeah, I really wish we had more time, but we've got the Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review on the way here in just a few minutes at 12:30. Then John Partridge will join you at 1 o'clock. He'll be up until 3, and then I'll be at Taste of the Farm in Waseca, broadcasting live from 3 until 5 right here on Collins 100.9. This has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank, Owatonna.